Mobile betting boom in the Philippines triggers public awareness push. Manila, Philippines, mobile betting participation has surged across the Philippines, with regulators estimating that roughly 32 million adults now engage in online gambling. The rapid growth is reshaping the digital gaming market while intensifying concerns about consumer protection and public health. Industry analysts say internet-based wagering has shifted from a niche activity to a mainstream pastime since the COVID-19 pandemic. Online casinos, sportsbooks, and live dealer platforms now generate multi-billion dollar revenues for licensed operators, fueling a round-the-clock market driven by smartphone access and aggressive digital promotion. Technology fuels 24/7 market expansion. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, the country's state regulator, oversees licensed domestic operators in a market that operates continuously. Betting apps offer instant deposits, live streams, and personalized incentives that keep users engaged throughout the day. Officials acknowledge that rapid technology adoption has played a central role in expansion. However, offshore and unlicensed platforms continue to complicate enforcement efforts, competing with regulated providers while operating outside the country's compliance framework. For licensed operators, the boom has created new revenue opportunities. For regulators, it has increased the urgency of monitoring advertising standards, payment channels, and identity verification processes. Public health concerns intensify. Public health researchers warn that the convenience of mobile betting changes the way people experience risk. Dr. Ana Morales, who studies gambling-related harms in Southeast Asia, said the shift from physical venues to smartphone apps reduces natural barriers to play. When wagering becomes frictionless, instant deposits, push notifications, and constant promotional offers, losses can accumulate before they are noticed, Morales said. Features such as autoplay, loyalty bonuses, and targeted messaging are cited by analysts as drivers of prolonged engagement. Because transactions occur privately and rapidly, families may not detect problematic behavior until financial strain has already escalated. Debate over regulation and education. The surge has triggered debate among policymakers, civil society groups, and regulators about the appropriate response. Supporters of regulated markets argue that licensing allows oversight, mandatory responsible gambling tools, and tax revenue that can support social programs. Critics caution that regulation alone may normalize risky behavior if enforcement against illegal operators remains inconsistent. A PAGCOR official said the regulator has tightened identity verification procedures, introduced advertising restrictions, and worked with payment providers to detect suspicious activity. Regulation must keep pace with technology, the official noted. Advocates are now pushing for a broader public awareness campaign. Maria Lopez, director of a Manila-based consumer rights NGO, argues that education must accompany enforcement. She supports school-based financial literacy programs, clearer disclosures within betting apps, and visible information about support services. Balancing growth and protection. Lawmakers are reviewing proposals that include stricter advertising standards, compulsory in-app safeguards, and stronger coordination between regulators and health authorities. Some stakeholders have called for independent audits of marketing practices and greater transparency around blocked offshore platforms. As mobile betting becomes embedded in everyday digital life, experts say the challenge is not simply whether to allow or restrict gambling. The deeper question is how to ensure that millions of Filipinos understand the risks, have access to effective self-regulation tools, and can seek help without stigma when problems arise. The boom has transformed the Philippine betting landscape. Whether public awareness efforts keep pace with technological innovation may determine how sustainable that growth ultimately proves to be.